Hello everyone, so I'm Fabien. I'm a PCB designer, so I design PCB for a living, and I also do some KiCad development on my free time. And today I want to talk about collaboration, collaborative design between mechanical and electrical software. So there's just a few words that will come quite often. There are ECAD and MCAD. So ECAD stands for electronic computer-aided design, and MCAD is the same thing, but for mechanical. So KiCad is an ECAD, and well, for people in this room, FreeCAD is an MCAD. Just defining those words because they will come quite often. So basically in KiCad, what we do is we design PCBs, so stuff like this, and in an MCAD software, we design most of the time the box containing the PCB. And the topic today is collaborative design. So how can we have some kind of collaboration and synchronization between both worlds? One option though is that ECAD and MCAD, they're not the same software because there are some packages that try to mix both of them, and then collaboration would be a different topic. So in this presentation, we'll go as follows. Basically, I'll introduce a few ways of doing collaboration. Some simple ones and more complex ones. And then we'll deep dive into IDX, basically seeing what the features are, how it works. And then we'll discuss about the KiCad implementation, which is, for now, a proof of concept. It is not ready to be released whatsoever for now. It is a proof of concept. So let's go with, basically, how we can do collaboration with ECAD and MCAD. Why do we want to do that? So during this presentation, I used the PCB new icon, which is the greeny thing here, to represent the ECAD world, and the gear icon to represent the mechanical world. And basically, if we want to collaborate, if we want to have collaboration between both software, it's because, well, we are designing together the same devices also. And we don't want to do something like design the PCB, build the PCB, and then design the mechanical part around it. We want to design them together. This is time-saving because, well, we can design at the same time. And also, most importantly, it allows us to take MCAD consideration into while designing the PCB or the other way around. For instance, maybe, well, we have, I don't know, like, a gear, a moving part or something, and so we cannot have a component here. And the ECAD tool needs to know about it. And last but not least, the primary use of collaboration is making sure that it fits. Because, well, there's nothing worse than having your PCB, having your box, and they don't fit together. That can also happen, for instance, if you have, well, PCB revision 2 with mechanical part version 1, and that is, well, an issue. So, ways to do collaborations. The very old way that I hope we don't use anymore is basically sending drawings like a PDF or paper. We could use this on paper. So, in this example, this is an MCAD-driven collaboration. At least this change is MCAD-driven. And so, basically, from the MCAD software, we will print or send a PDF containing the 2D drawings. Then the ECAD user will need to basically convert this information into the ECAD software. That is slow, so it's not very good, and errors can happen when you do that. At the moment you have conversion, especially when they are done by a human being, there can be errors. Also, if the ECAD user has something to say, like for instance, maybe the ECAD user needs more board space or something, or maybe there's a problem with a specific location. Basically, what we need to do is like to screenshot your ECAD software and to send it via messaging app. Or you could sit next to your MCAD designer. That is also a possibility. But basically, it's like finding walk around to have some feedback. So this is not what we do usually today, what we do is basically we replace the drawing with a compatible file. So if we have a change from MCAD to ECAD, the files can be 2D drawings but digital, and that can be understood by the ECAD software. So we have DXF, SVG, and IDF. And in the other way around, we have 3D models like STEP or other file formats. The process is simple. You don't need to convert data manually. The conversion is somehow done by the softwares. So because there's no manual conversion, we have no, well, the errors are limited. You could still have some conversion errors, but that's more like rounding stuff. So it should be within the margin of manufacturing. But still, we still have the issue of the feedback. We need to message each other, see what's wrong. We need to maybe change a part of the board, part of the mechanical part. It's not that great, but it works. The one I want to focus about today is to have some kind of synchronized collaboration, where basically we take the users out of the collaboration process. Basically, the ECAD tool and the MCAD tool will talk to each other directly using a protocol, file something. It is still managed by the users, but they talk directly to each other. And in order to do this, we need to use the same file format, the same language as file formats are concerned. And that basically means that feedback can be easy. I mean, if we are using the same file format, we can go both ways. And so here comes basically IDX. IDX is the last kind of collaboration where we have collaboration directly between the softwares. IDX is an acronym. It stands for Incremental Design Exchange. All of the specifications are available online at ecademica.org. And, well, just like any collaboration file format or protocol, you can define electrical stuff like the board outline. You have rule areas. Maybe in this area you are limited to, I don't know, 5 millimeter height in component. Maybe you have component placement constraints too. For instance, the connector definitely needs to be in a specific place of the board. It cannot be anywhere. That's already covered by a lot of design exchange protocols, but the main change here is incremental. Basically, instead of sending all the design every single time, we are using incremental changes. So we have our starting point, and then we only send the changes. So with this workflow, we can also accept and reject changes. We can keep a history of it, and we can also add comments. That is the feedback. As an action, we can then add, replace, remove components. There's also the notion of object ownership. Maybe there are some components that are owned by the mechanical world or by the electrical world. For instance, if we take a connector, the connector is most likely to be mechanical dependent because it's like it needs to fit right in the mechanical part. So the idea is the mechanical designer is set as the owner of this connector, and then in the ECAD world, this connector would be locked, basically, and should not be moved by or removed, moved, or something else, or altered by the ECAD designer. One thing with IDX, too, is that it can be synchronous or asynchronous. So you could have somehow some kind of real time, or you can do the old way, well, way, like the current way actually, of having like triggered synchronization. And IDX can be quite complex, but it is adapted if, for instance, you have several iterations. If your design is quite complex, you might want to have IDX because there will be a lot of iterations. And also, IDX supports having several ECAD and MCAD users, though this is not fully implemented by most softwares, but it is something that the IDX is thought for. So let's see how it works. The first thing is to define a baseline. The baseline is the first exchange in the IDX synchronization and collaboration. Usually you have the board outline, so the shape of the board. You have the collaboration information like what software, what version, who is the author of the baseline. And you could also have constraints like the limited height zone, no component zone, or maybe no root zone, no VR zone. There are plenty of kind of constraints. And so here's a small diagram where the design is driven by MCAD in this case. At least the baseline is driven by MCAD. And so the baseline info is sent from the mechanical world to the electrical world. And then the electrical world basically accepts it. There is no way, we should not reject the baseline, because if we can't agree on the very first message, we cannot agree on making change on it. So this was MCAD to ECAD, but obviously it can go the other way around. So this is defining the baseline, and so now about changes. The changes, there can be plenty of changes. Maybe we can move, and we want to move an element, we want to add one, we want to remove one, or we want to replace it. An element can be a component, can be a via, can be a connector, can be a board shape, basically anything that can be collaborated on. So in this case, with the diagram, basically the electronic world wants to submit some changes. So it will send the changes from the electronic world to the mechanical world. Then, from this point, the mechanical user, the mechanical designer, can accept or reject changes independently. It does not have to be in bulk. It's not like accept all or reject all. You can choose what you accept and what you reject. And then you send back the list of accepted and rejected changes to the electronic world. And there you have a synchronization of changes accepted, rejected. There is an optional message, which is basically an acknowledgement, which is called the clearance message, which is not, most of the time, not implemented, I'd say, but is defined in the protocol. So things are great. We have our baseline. We have all the changes after that. And, well, it's incremental. So if something goes wrong in the middle, we are getting out of sync and we have an issue. And so this is basically the third kind of usage we have, which is rebaselining. Rebaselining is the action of resetting the collaboration. It should only be used if we're getting out of sync, if we have an issue with the collaboration. This getting out of sync can happen. It happens, for instance, if you have a crash in the software while processing IDX. If this happens, well, then we are like in a middle state where one thinks the message is sent, the other one is waiting for it. And so the only things we have to do is basically clear the history of the IDX history, and then we have to send the baseline back again. So basically it's starting fresh. So this is the this is basically the kind of messages. So baseline, changes, rebaselining. So in practice, I'm talking about protocol messages, but in practice, those are files. Those are usually XML files. I can show you real quick. If I can drag and drop this window, yeah. This is basically this board. This board is, as an example file, provided by the ecad-mcad.org website, which is basically used to test basic import of IDX. And so there's like component rotation, there's like rule area, there's plenty of stuff, like limited height zone. I can't read it from here, but yeah, limited height zone, maybe no component zone. All of those are components. Let me just maybe get it back here, so you can get the other side. Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Come on. see. So yeah, so that is basically the other side where you have the component rotated several times, the same component. Okay. And so this test file is here. Let me just drag that window. Okay. And so we have a header part which contains information about the collaboration. And so, for instance, it's about information about the participants, their names, the date of the change, or the baseline. In this case, this is a baseline. And we have information about the software, software name, software revision. In this case, the example file has been done with SolidWorks version 24.4. And also the default length unit. You can define length unit per object, but there's like a default length, and well, let it be millimeter or inches or whatever. So header with collaboration information, and then the body with information about the items to be collaborated on. In this case, basically, I'm not gonna go into the details, but basically you have the board set, the curve set, so which are the curves that define the board outline. So that is the baseline, header plus body. When we want to make a change, it's basically the same structure with an extra section, which is the process instructions. And they have to basically reference objects within the body. So this is an incremental change. And so we have, as you can see on the slide, the new version. We'll try to find it on. You have the new version and the previous version. Both of them are to be found within the body. And we have version 1.0.0 and version 1.0.1. And basically, we also have a new item and a predecessor item tags. So this means that the software knows which one is the previous, which one is the new. And so we can make the change. So now about sharing IDX files, because so far we always have files, we're still emailing them or something. So we could have a direct communication. Thing is, IDX is usually shared, is usually implemented by closed source proprietary ECAD and MCAD tools, which means that basically they're not sharing implementation. So we could have some kind of server-based information, because if we have if we had direct like peer-to-peer communication, that would be an issue. If, for instance, if we have the electronics being done in Europe and the mechanical part done in the US, for instance, because of time zones. So the computer would need to be on at the same time, basically, and that would be an issue. One way to have a server, though, that is pretty easy these days is to have a network shared folder. This is usually the method that IDX is used with. And basically, the ECAD or the MCAD software, they simply write the files in the shared folder. Also, you could try just emailing the files, but it's not the best way to do, and maybe you could load the wrong file. So that you could get out of sync just because of that kind of thing. So this is an example of one change, or change our baseline, for instance. But so let's say at some point we have the ECAD user on the top left and the MCAD user on the bottom right. So at some point the ECAD designer decides that the design is ready for synchronization. So it basically hits a button in KeyCard or electronic tool. The software will then compute the differences, the changes, or the baseline, depending on what step it is. And then it will write the data in the shared folder. The MCAD tool will then detect that there's a new file and will notify the MCAD user. Then the MCAD user reviews changes, accepts, rejects some of them, all of them, depends, and press OK on the MCAD tool, which will write the IDX file back in the shared folder, and then we go the other way, meaning we are going back to ECAD where we detect that there's a new file and we notify the ECAD user. And, well, I'm talking about detection, but some implementation that just rely on just emailing and saying, oh, there's a new file, please hit the synchronization button. So that is basically the workflow with IDX. So in KiCad, we're trying to implement it. As I said, it is for now a proof of concept. It is not ready to be merged, far from it. There's a merge request at the moment for it. Maybe it will be in KiCad version 11 if we make enough progress on this topic, maybe for KiCad 12 or maybe for another KiCad. And currently, the merge request focuses on decoding information from the IDX test files, and it has been tested with CMN Solid Edge, which implements IDX, so which is a mechanical tool. Regarding the features, basically that anything that is ECAD to MCAD today is not very supported, but it is to be worked on. And so we can read the baseline, we can read changes, and we can send back the change response, so saying accept or not. We have a bit of graphical user interface too, like a differential viewer, because when you have changes, you want to know what was before and what will be. And also we are trying to handle the repository. The repository is something in the IDX meaning is basically having an extra representation of the board that is only used for collaboration. It is not used for design. It is the representation state of the board. So how can we, this is prototype interface, most likely not the one that will arrive in KiCad if it does. So, but this explains the workflow a little. So basically you have a collaboration folder that you need to set. This is basically where the IDX file will be written to. You can configure IDX because, well, IDX, there are several versions. Today, I think the last version is like version 4.5 or 5. But maybe the other software only supports up to IDX version 2. Then you have a file, the IDX history. Well, this case, this is not sorted, but you have the baseline, you have the change, and you have the response. This is basically for testing purposes. You have the software where it's coming from, and you have the date. You have a preview of the change. In this case, the change is pretty simple. It's just, hey, here's a new board. Its outline is rectangular. And you have there here a list of change. In this case, there's only one. It is marked to be accepted. And well, the GUI needs improvement. So now, this is the basic collaboration, but there's quite a few things that IDX enables. First of all, well, because this is a shell folder, it is possible to have not one-to-one collaboration, but one-to-many. So in this case, basically, we just connect all the ECAD, all the MCAD software to the shell folder and the ECAD software to the shell folder. That is useful if you have one single piece of PCB of design that needs to be integrated into various mechanical parts, that if you want to reuse your PCB for various devices. There's one question, though, that is, how can we add a component in the MCAD world and have it shown correctly in the ECAD world? Because MCAD understands MCAD libraries, and ECAD understands ECAD libraries. So basically, we need a bridge. Could be the product data management system, but could be also a CSV file or something. Well, basically, what we need is to have a link between the component reference, ECAD reference, and MCAD reference. And then with this workflow, we can add a connector in MCAD and have it shown correctly in ECAD. We can also add a component in ECAD and have it shown with a correct 3D model in MCAD. Talking about IDX, I said that IDX is usually implemented by closed source proprietary softwares. So you're gonna find IDX in big companies, not very small ones, because its workflow is quite complex at the beginning, I mean, to set up. So here I represented a red ECAD tool and a red databases. Those are closed source. Maybe what we can do is to replace the closed source with an open source one. But in this case, we have an issue that KiCad cannot understand that, the closed source proprietary database. But the one thing that KiCad people are really good at is making importers and converters. We have quite a lot of converters at the moment for libraries. And so in this way, we can basically use KiCad in place of the proprietary ECAD tool. There's one issue though, is that there's one arrow, this one, that is one-sided because we cannot write back to the library. So actually, we still need to keep the closed source. So it's not so much about replacing, but offering an alternative. Maybe for all the designs, like ready to be released, it is important to keep the proprietary tool within the company, I mean. But maybe if you want to do a prototype, a proof of concept, stuff like that, you want to go fast, you don't want to get all the workflow of the company, then you can maybe use the alternative workflow. Talking about the IDX code by itself, to date, the proof of concept is coded within KiCad, but it is coded in such a way that it is possible to extract it quite easily without dependencies. For instance, in KiCad, we love using WVX, and well, that's a huge dependency. But yeah, so basically, try not to use those kind of dependencies. And so if we could extract it, we could then share the implementation of IDX with KiCad and MCAD tool. And then we would have synchronization and doing the work only once, it's not like every single package needs to do the work independently. And that's pretty much the end of the presentation. So just as a conclusion, so IDX is a tool for synchronization and collaboration between ECAD and MCAD world. There are other tools. This one is more focused on changes, incremental changes, history, stuff like that. But there's one thing that it does not, is replacing designers talking to each other. It's still important to be able to message each other. Its purpose is not to replace discussion. And as of today, there's a proof of concept in development, and there's a meta request for this, but it's not ready yet, again. And I'm personally looking forward to sharing this implementation and maybe testing it with an open source MCAD tool. That is pretty much all.
All right, questions for Fabian?
So can this be abused to be used without an MCAD tool? For example, for multi-board designs, so being able to put constraints from one board to another one.
I think it can, yeah. The question was got it? Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I think it can be used in order to as you said, abuse it in order to have like variants, stuff like that. But yeah, it's not only for ECAD in MCAD tool. If you have, for instance, maybe anything that collaborates on a PCB, could be maybe EMC tools, could be product data management tool, where maybe one designer wants to change a component because it's not fit with the company policy or something like that. Yeah.
Other questions?
Normally you have a product data management or technical data management system in between that coordinates collaboration and all the work packages that need to be separated between teams. There is no concept of that in KiCad. Is that something that would be implemented during this merge request, or is it something that comes later?
If I understand correctly, your question is, do we intend to implement some kind of PDM interface within KiCad?
Yes, normally you start a session from a KiCad MCAD tool, get the collaboration information that then gets written into the IDX.
I think doing just bare IDX is already quite a lot of work, but definitely if there is a PDM interface that can be developed in the future, that can be good, but I think that is not on the roadmap for now.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Fabian. And I guess we'll have a brief break before Morgan starts.